This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Today, Senator Norby Chabert asked House Appropriations to consider a study resolution so the state might get BP settlement funds faster. Representative Pat Smith asked,
are you looking at something similar to what we did with the tobacco settlement?
That example has been brought up.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Louisiana is set to receive over $6 billion for environmental damages resulting from the 2010 BP oil spill. Chip Klein, Deputy Director for Coastal Activities in the Governor's Office, says getting that money sooner could be an unprecedented opportunity for the coastal program.
The settlement is over about a 15-year period. Does it make sense for the state to bond out the dollars from future years to get that money up front now? Obviously, we've got a very big sense of urgency within the coastal program, and we want to get projects on the ground as fast as we can.
Projects that are very expensive, adds Chabert.
A lot of these projects are massive projects. The total estimated cost for possibly restoring the coast is anywhere between $200, $300, some people say over half a trillion dollars. You know, we've got a $50 billion, 50-year plan to fix a problem that is quadruple the size of the monies that we're going to have. You have the ability to use an awful, awful situation to make the best out of it.
The hope is to have the greatest effect in the least possible time.
Our opportunity is one that we never thought we'd have, and I think it's just important for us to maximize
and use it wisely. Use it wisely.
The full House still has to vote on the resolution, which will look at how much the state forfeits if it does sell off some or all of the settlement for quick cash. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.